escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can I have an early grievance?
Because it takes up an entire aisle. Yes, of course.
My guilty pleasure in the mornings. And it's healthy, not healthy. Like, let's be honest.
Oh, God.
My guilty pleasure in the mornings, it costs like $3.
Is it a parfait?
I go to McDonald's. Their oatmeal is so good. Scott, I'm telling you, I usually only did this in the winter. And then the other day I was like, I'm going to have an oatmeal because I saw it on the menu. I was like, oh, they have it. You get little apples to put in it, and you get a little package of like cranberries and raisins and whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then you stir it up. It's really hot. I get a gigantic Diet Coke. I know that's not good for me.
No.
And I eat some oatmeal, and then I'm good. Like, that sticks with you, right? So this morning I go, and I've got just enough time. I blow through that drive-thru, and I'm like, hey, get me an oatmeal. Get me a Diet Coke. Great. It's in the bag. I get to my destination. I open the bag. There's the little cup of oatmeal. There are no raisins and cranberries. There is no little pack of apples. Wait for it. And there's no spoon, not even a spork, nothing to eat it with.
Hmm. And did you drink it?
Well, no. Like, what does one... You got to have, like, cutlery for the oatmeal, right? So I...
I'm no dietitian here. You might as well just get a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
For oatmeal with nuts and cherries in it?
For the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, okay, which is tasty at McDonald's, let's be honest.
I love the oatmeal. Starbucks has it too. It's very good.
432 calories for the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Okay, what's the oatmeal?
320. It's only 100 calories less.
But it's
less.
Way better for you, isn't it?
In what? Not if you can't eat it.
Not,
not if there's no spoon.
Not this morning. Have you ever tried to... Like, I looked at it for a minute, and I'm like, can I drink it? No, you can't drink oatmeal. Fun fact.
Did you find a way to ingest it?
Yes.
And
I've
how
waited.
Did we do that?
I have a bag of nuts in my golf bag, so I put some nuts in there, and at the turn, I got a spoon, and I ate my nutty oatmeal. Why do you make me feel bad about eating oatmeal? It can't be that bad for you. There's not sugar in it. There's no brown sugar in it.
There's no sugar in it?
You're eating oatmeal without brown sugar or any kind of sugar in it?
It's cranberries.
There's no sugar in the McDonald's oatmeal?
Well, it's not like the... like
if you don't count 19 grams.
No, I mean, there's no... like, you don't dump in brown sugar like Lauren was saying.
No, it's included.
Are you saying it's not good for me?
What I'm saying is...
people have said, is oatmeal at McDonald's... okay, it can be considered a somewhat healthy breakfast option.
Dana, it has 320 calories. That's not a lot. It has 64 grams of carbohydrates.
Oh, yeah, that is a lot.
Which turns into... anyone? Bueller? Bueller? Carbs turn into sugar.
McDonald's oatmeal can be a convenient and moderately healthy breakfast choice. There is no way you are telling me... the bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, which I love. I love.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I'm more of a sausage, egg, and cheese kind of guy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. What about the sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit?
I love the sausage, egg, and cheese. You're not going to tell me that it is only marginally better for you than the oatmeal. It will break my heart.
No, I'm not saying it's marginally better for you. I said it's only marginally worse. Let's take a gander at the sausage.
Okay.
Egg and cheese. Now that one has 580 calories.
Oh.
It has a ton of saturated fat.
Of course it is.
A ton of regular fat.
It's so good.
It has half the carbs as the oatmeal, believe it or not.
Okay, I'm going to listen to a nutrition from Costa Mesa, California. The oats and apples provide soluble fiber and antioxidants, which can help with heart health and digestion. It only has 1.5 grams of saturated fat.
Okay, that's a lot less than the
all right.
That
what's not so great? Here we go. What's not so great about it? There is one big downside to the McDonald's oatmeal. It is full of added sugar with 18 grams of added sugar.
It's 19, but yeah.
That's about half the daily limit for men and more than half for women. Okay, fine.
That's more than how much?
Okay, this says McDonald's oatmeal packs as much sugar as a Hostess cupcake and almost as much as a full-sized Hershey bar.
You still loving it?
No. Why do you have to ruin my life?
I didn't ruin it. All I did was a simple Google search.
Okay, so how many grams of sugar does it have in it? And you said that that's
19,
half the amount?
Yes.
And that's half the amount for a male in the United States. Like daily. So, I'm drinking a Mountain Dew can right now with 46 grams of sugar in it.
How much sugar?
You're putting that in your body?
I am. I am definitely putting this in my body right now as we speak.
Oh.
How much
you
sugar?
You just wasted on the
okay,
own.
Okay, one. Oh. Wait, what did we just say it had?
What are we talking about?
The oatmeal. How many grams of sugar?
19.
A standard 5-ounce glass of dry wine typically contains 1 gram. Oh, okay.
Now we're looking at all our bad decisions. Yeah,
I'd rather drink the wine.
We're covering all our bases.
Fine.
Why don't you just get, I'm being serious, why don't you just get like the packets of Quaker oats that, you know, like the maple sugar that they sell
I know,
at the
but that's
store.
So processed. Now, I do have the old, I do have the old style Quaker oats. And we were talking about this the other day. And if I go to Costco and get a big old thing of cranberries and a big old thing of nuts, I can make it myself. You're right.
Yeah.
But there's something nice about blowing through there. It takes about 3 minutes. Give me my oatmeal, give me my Diet Coke, and I'm happy for the day.
And there is something about, and I don't know if it's the convenience of having somebody else making it for you, because in the past.
Yeah.
I used to bring these in for my make-at-home lunches. I would get an English muffin, and I would scramble some eggs and make a little egg patty.
Little Jimmy Dean on there.
Egg patty. Then I would throw that on my toasted English muffin, put on a slice of American cheese and a couple pieces of bacon. And I would make that for my lunch and bring it here before the show.
Okay.
It's literally the exact same ingredients that they use at McDonald's, and yet theirs tastes better.
Yeah, it always does.
Why?
Why does their Diet Coke taste better?
I don't know.
That's a fact.
I know. I haven't had a Diet Coke in a long time, but the last one I ever had, I got it at McDonald's. I don't know what they're doing over there.
All right, sweet local story. We are not looking to make this a topic, but I will just briefly ask you, would you do the same thing? A Park Hill graduate is to receive a life-saving kidney from his wife in a miracle match from Channel 5. A man is receiving the gift of life from his wife. Jim and Myrna Irish reside in Southern California, but Jim spent many years living right here in the metro.
Can you imagine how awkward it would have been if he said no?
He's a graduate from Park Hill High School. He considers Kansas City one of his favorite places of all time. He was experiencing some complications. He recently beat cancer, and then he learned he would need a new kidney.
Or if she said no.
His wife boldly decided she would step up. Before she could be eligible, however, she had to do all of this testing. And, you know, long story short, her kidney was compatible. It's a 1 in a million shot.
Huh. Well, good for him.
Isn't that sweet?
That is super sweet. And good on her and good for him.
He says she's not 1 in 100,000. She's 1 in a million.
Now, if he ever files for divorce...
Why do you always have to be so negative?
You can ask for the kidney back.
Now, someone just, this is a little bit later in the story. It says, think about donating either to a loved one or even a stranger.
I would donate to a loved one.
I would donate to a loved one. I am so, like, it's not that I wouldn't, I will donate in death to many strangers.
Oh, you can have anything you
can
want.
Have anything you want.
My liver's probably not one thing you
probably
can
probably not going
to
be good, but you offered and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Stranger, I start going, only because what if my child in 6 months needs a kidney I'm down one?
That would be exactly what I would think. Like if T needed a kidney or if my brother or Sarah or Maya, you know, definitely one of my kids. If one of the kids needed one of my kidneys, they can have it. Hell, if they both needed one, I'd give them both. I'd give one to Maya and one to Sarah and I'll see you on the other side. But I'm with you, Dana. I can't see donating an organ I may need later. I mean, let's say you're donating to a stranger, and I love the thought, and I love, you know.
Yeah, the altruism.
The incredible generosity.
The most selfless thing, right?
Oh, my gosh. But can you imagine if you had two perfectly healthy kidneys, and you donated your left perfectly healthy kidney,
yeah,
and 5 years later, you get a tumor on your right?
What's the one that regenerates?
The liver.
Mm-hmm. Still no good, huh?
Well, it's good for me.
Anyway, I love this story. It's on Channel 5's website. It's a very sweet thing to do. I'm sure most people would do the same thing. I really do.
To their spouse?
Yes.
You better. Can you imagine? All right, well, hang on.
Like the next argument you get in, remember that time I gave you a kidney?
Don't make me punch you in the kidneys.
You couldn't just swing by the store and grab a gallon of milk.
No, you have literally become somebody's personal assistant for the rest of your life.
Okay, but would you not sort of feel like that?
What if?
You would have to go to counseling over that.
God forbid.
Everybody that does that.
Oh, sure. God forbid you in like a year find out you need a new kidney.
Yeah.
And you go home
and
you say, hey, Johnny, how you doing? You know those two kidneys you got?
I need one.
And he said no.
Well, no, he would never say no. I am so I couldn't ask. Like, it would be so hard for you.
Oh, you'd want him to offer.
Accept that gift. No. Even if someone said, I'm a match, I'm going to do it, I would be like, no, we're good. Like, I would feel so, like, no one could do that for me because I would feel so bad that you're doing that.
Like, you can donate, even though you only have one liver, you can donate part of your liver. Because it regenerates.
Yes.
No, it's not like.
You know what we need is regenerating kidneys. Then there wouldn't be a problem.
That's why God gave you two.
I can't wait to go home tonight and bring up this hypothetical to my wife and see how she responds.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow if you're still married or not.
True.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Story here from the Kansas City Star. It's at a Prairie Village. Jenny and Chris Garman's house caught on fire last year when construction workers rebuilding a home on the lot next door used a backhoe to knock down a tree, ripping the electrical wires off the couple's home. Quoting here from Jenny, "We knew something bad had happened. We ran out and the poor man clearly was an accident, but you could tell he was taken aback by what happened. Luckily, we were here and we put it out and the builder was very good about getting the electricity back up, but still, that's pretty scary. Their house of flame was a more extreme aftermath, but the Garmans said that on a regular basis, their home shakes when construction next door is happening, with the noise carrying over into their house easily, gravel flying into their yard, no one picking it up. And this summer, their Prairie Village basement flooded 3 times because nothing redirected the heavy rainwater away from their homes. And as homes in their neighborhood continue to be torn down and rebuilt, the near constant construction is starting to take a toll on their quality of life."
Okay, so listen to this, and we're going to make this about more than Prairie Village, but it really is the example of a city that is all teardowns
right now. But it's happening in any older, by that I mean homes built in the 40s, 50s, and maybe even 60s
so
around town.
A growing number of residents there have been sort of barking about this for a while, and people are saying they want to see the city try to limit the number of teardown rebuilds that can happen at the same time in the same neighborhood, okay? Mm-hmm. So the city council has discussed placing a quota or a cap on the number of, quote, teardown rebuilds that can happen within city limits. But the rights that people have on their own property quickly makes that complicated. You can't just tell someone, "I know you bought this house, I know it's yours, but you're not going to be able to make improvements." Improvements, that's not the word for what's happening in Prairie Village. Developers are coming in, paying cash for the darling little Cape Cods that take up about a third of each lot, putting down monster, still within the same aesthetic because they cracked down on that a couple years ago, but monster homes that take up like 90% of the lot. There is no yard anymore. Mm-hmm. And this couple that they talked about in the Kansas City Star, listen to this. They are required to get a letter to notify any neighbor when there's going to be construction within 200 feet of your property, Scott. So if you're going to tear down, rebuild, you have to let your neighbors know within 200 feet that we're doing this. The Garmans received their fourth letter.
No, boy.
In a few months after they moved in. That means 4 properties within 200 feet are being knocked down and rebuilt, and then someone set their house on fire.
Well, that was an accident, but yes.
Scott, think about,
and it didn't burn to the ground,
the dust. Think about the construction noise. And I can talk about this because I've been over there. I told you about Carrie. She had one behind her, one in front of her, one to the left of her. The whole damn block was being torn down and rebuilt. The noise in the morning from the backing up of the backhoe. You know, this isn't like out in the country where you don't see your neighbor for a mile. Those houses, I used to live in Prairie Village. They are stacked one on top of another. They're stacked.
And what are these homes that they're building are probably,
$1.5 million, $2 million and up.
Somebody on the text line says the West Plaza is horrible right now.
Oh, there's another one.
Mm-hmm.
West Plaza. But I'm telling you, Roland Park, Mission, yeah, all of the little northern Johnson County towns that are already not priced out of everybody's budget, it's coming.
Well, and like I told the story in the last hour, about this time last hour, this was slowly starting in Roland Park when I moved out 4.5 years ago. And there was a house about 5 lots north where it was a cute little house, and they put in this big four or five bedroom house that, you know, you saw my house.
Yes.
And we mentioned this last hour. It was a cute little three bedroom, one bath, one car garage house. Probably took at most a third of the lot. This house that they built five houses north of me easily took up well over half of the lot. And
doesn't match anything.
My house doesn't look like any other house on the block at all. It's a beautiful house. Yeah, you're right. It was a beautiful house, but I bought my house in Ropo for $130,000 in 2010. This house was valued at $1.2 million in 2021.
Your values go up, so do your property taxes. They interviewed the Prairie Village Deputy City Administrator. In the United States and Kansas, property rights are a very important core value in the country and in cities. There's a lot of sensitivity about regulating what people can and cannot do on their own property.
That's
when
true.
Someone owns a property, as long as they're building what's allowed, quote, they can do what they want to do. I don't want anyone using the word homeowner here, because I want someone in Prairie Village to tell me what percentage of people doing this are homeowners tearing down and rebuilding. It is going to be a very low number, Scott. These are developers that are swooping in and paying cash and then pricing out any young couple that wants to move into the neighborhood and putting up these monster houses.
Let's go to Matt in Lee Summit. Hello, Matt.
Hi there. Okay, so good story. Excellent story. But, Dana, I know you get incredulous. Hope I use that right about developers and all that. But the city is also culpable because they have to offer the permits and they get money
right.
off of that.
You're
so
right.
I think they're not like benefiting from this.
Well, and keep in mind that all the entities, all the taxing entities around these big, beautiful homes that are being built, when the property values go up, so do the tax revenues.
Yes. But ask the woman who is in her late 70s who has the little tiny house next to yours and next to the $1.5 million mansion. The other thing is you have houses towering over the house next door.
Dana,
towering over the house next door.
When they put that house in down the street from my old house, nobody on the block was happy about it.
Why can't you say, Scott, you are able to build? We're not saying we're going to deny your permit, but the one on the left goes first. The one six doors down has to start staggered 6 months later, and you get in line.
Or you can't build a $1.2 million house right next to a couple of houses that are worth $200,000.
That they can't do. That they can't do.
That's what they did.
But why can't you have them stagger it?
Well, yes, but what you end up doing when you build a $1.2 million house next to my $200,000 house, the value of my tiny little property now goes up, and you end up pricing people out of their homes. You tax them out of their
homes.
That's
been going on for as long as I can remember.
Well, that's probably true.
I just don't understand why they can't stagger the development. They're not going to stop it. Why can't you stagger it?
913-586-7798. I see that sweet Carrie Emmert is on the hotline. We will visit with her in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Beep, beep, beep. Just remember that noise on a loop.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So we're talking about this story in the Kansas City Star, and they feature a couple named Jenny and Chris Garman, and they live in Prairie Village, and they're talking about all the teardowns and rebuilds that are going on. Prairie Village, for whatever reason, seems to be ground zero for all of it, but it's not exclusive to Prairie Village. This is happening in Roland Park. It's happening on West Plaza. It's happening in Name Your Older
Neighborhood
in Kansas City. Carrie Emmert, good friend of the program, proud Prairie Village resident, is joining us on the hotline. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good. Care, I remember sort of thinking that I understood that this was happening. I didn't really understand what established neighbors were going through until you sent me a video of what was going on outside of your house that day. And I want you to just describe it for everybody because you lived it.
Yeah. Yeah, we have had, I'm looking at my front window now. I moved in here 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago, and we've had one, two, three, four houses that are surrounding me that have been teardowns. And the one that was right next door to me when they were, I guess, excavating the ground and like basically digging out the what is to be the basement of the house now, my entire house was shaking to the point that I thought it was going to crash to the ground. It was like nothing I had ever experienced, and I guess I just didn't realize that was going to be the case when they started building that house.
They're talking about, Carrie, they're talking about at least limiting construction hours. And that's one of the things I also remember you saying is the beeping and the backup hoe noises. It was morning, noon, and night.
Yeah. Yeah. So I believe, and don't quote me on this, but I believe in the summer they can start at 7 a.m. And in the winter, I believe it's 8 a.m. And yeah, I mean, it's loud. It's loud. The workers play their music really loud. There's trucks all over the street. It's interesting.
What percentage of the homes on your block, Carrie, and this is just an educated guess on your part, what percentage of the homes are teardowns and rebuilds?
I'd say 60.
60?
Are new.
Yeah. Wow. Scott, you can go through and tell. Now, the city did pass something a few years ago that says it has to be in the same aesthetic so that you don't get what happened in Scott's neighborhood where you've got like, you know, they still look like Cape Cods. They're just Cape Cods on steroids.
Mm. I mean, they are beautiful homes.
They're gorgeous.
But, I mean, frankly, I'm a renter because I could never afford to live here now. And I owned a big, beautiful home in North Carolina, but I can't afford to live here. I love living in Prairie Village, and so I choose to rent here. But if I owned my home, I would be furious.
I've said before, Carrie, I would not be able to afford the very first home we brought Jack home to as a baby.
No,
over by the Village Shops. I would never be able to afford it today, Scott. It's a 3-bedroom one bath, and I would not be able to afford it today. The price is out there, and they're not going to go. They're not going to go down, Carrie. You know that.
Oh no, no. If I want to stay here, I have to stay a renter. And I will tell you, my neighbor, when I first moved in, my neighbor said, you know, if you really ever want to buy here, you have to either become very independently wealthy, be a corporate entity that's going to come in and purchase the home and tear it down, or befriend the old lady down the street that's going to die soon. So maybe if she loves you enough, she'll give you her house.
He told her that.
And that's what they did. They befriended the old lady down the street and she died.
I'll be darned. So let's do this. I'm assuming you live on your typical residential street where if you look to your back, there's a house in the backyard. There's a house, houses both catty corner on either side. I'm assuming if we count the three houses that would be across the street, the one directly across from you, the one to its left, and the one to its right, you have eight houses that, by my rough math, that surround your home. Do you follow me here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Of the eight houses that surround your home, how many have been torn down and rebuilt since, in the last 10 years?
Since I lived here. Four, with one more going up. It's about to be torn down. So five.
So more than half of the homes that surround your home have been torn down and rebuilt.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you saw the one that's next door to me, it is enormous.
It's the footprint. It takes up the entire footprint.
Does it have a below ground pool?
They do not.
No. And Carrie, I know you well. I mean, we've been best friends since we were 12. You're not anti-progress at all. That's not why we're having this conversation.
Right. I love the homes that are being built here. I just don't know how the people that either have lived here for 50 years can afford their taxes, frankly, or the people that, you know, would like to live here, the younger families that you see the kids out on their bikes. I don't know how those young families are going to afford to live here much longer unless they have a very, very, very good job.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
And it's sad because I think that's going to change the landscape of the people that are living here.
Well, but this, I mean, and like I said in the beginning, even though I think Prairie Village is ground zero, it's certainly not exclusive. They're doing it, as we mentioned, in name your older neighborhood in the Kansas City Metro, and they're doing it. And it's not inherently bad, but I do think, you know, everything in moderation, and it doesn't seem like this is being done with a lot of moderation.
No, I would agree. I mean, it's funny. You see, you know, when a sign goes in the yard, and I walk a lot because I have a dog, so I walk the neighborhood a lot, and I'll see a sign go in the yard, and I will kind of make a personal bet, like, what are the chances of that house surviving, like as is, or is it going to go down? And then you see they put the little fence around the house, and
the little tarped black fence that does not keep any debris away from your house, right?
Yep. And I'm the gal like wanting to go down the street and like dig up everybody's flowers and trying to save whatever I can.
Really, you gotta let it go, kid. You gotta let it go.
I know.
Really. All right. Sad. Love you. I'll see you tonight.
Okay. See you guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Take care. Jane on line one. Hello, Jane.
Hi there.
Hi.
I live on a pretty busy street in Prairie, not like Mission or one of the busiest ones. And the house next to me sold to a builder. And then he also bought the house that was to the right of me, three houses. And then this kid moved into a rental next to that. The builder offered the landlords an offer they couldn't refuse. The poor kid was not even in the house 6 weeks and he's got to get out.
Yep.
Oh, really?
That's three right around you. Jane, I don't understand why the city cannot stagger the teardowns. Does a city have to, by law, say yes to your building permit request if it's the same builder, three houses on one block? And if so, why?
I wish I could tell you.
And here's the
other caveat. I live across the street from an elementary school, Imagine the traffic when three houses are being built.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Jane, thank you for the call.
There's
really appreciate it.
There's got to be something the city could do. But in that article, the city says no. Property rights trump everything.
But I do think that the city has some discretion. Not a lot, but some. But here's the deal, Dana, and you know this as well as I do. What taxing entity that has the authority to tell you, no, you can't build, you can't take a $500,000.
When the same builder wants to tear down three houses across from an elementary school, you draw the line.
And build properties that are twice the value.
And you know what? You tell him he can do one in 2025. He is welcome to do one in 2026. And we will green light that third permit in 2027.
Yeah, we got to pave streets around here.
Have you been to that town?
I haven't been to Prairie Village.
I love that town.
It's very.
I can't remember the last time I saw a pothole in that town. That goes back 25 years.
I understand, but name one city that doesn't always look for more ways to make more tax revenue, and Prairie Village just happens to have what everybody wants. It's a trend,
big old trees.
Big trees in a trendy neighborhood that is not far from the plaza, right in Johnson County. I mean, it has everything you would want. Now we're going to add some bigger houses. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. A story here from ABC News. The Coast Guard today released its final report on the catastrophic implosion of Ocean Gate's Titan submersible, which killed five people in a deep-sea voyage to the Titanic in June of 2023. Criticizing the company's CEO, Stockton Rush, and singling him out as a major reason for the disaster.
It was a scathing critique of that company. He's now dead.
They're all dead.
Have you seen the documentary where that thing starts going down and it goes clang, clang, clang? That noise is the thing literally breaking apart, and they kept going back down with it.
It is a 335-page report. It was released this morning. Comes nearly a year after the Coast Guard's Marine Board of Investigation held a two-week hearing into the unprecedented implosion of the experimental vessel, and more than 2 years after its disaster. Stockton Rush, the CEO, was warned repeatedly about how dangerous his submersible was, and not only ignored all the warnings, but threatened anyone who raised concerns, according to the report. Many people who spoke up were threatened with lawsuits or termination from their job.
You remember in the documentary at one point, they go to the young accounting girl. I mean, probably 3 years out of college. Mm-hmm. And everyone around him had quit because the engineers knew this thing was going to fail. And he said, "You're going to be our next pilot." And he wasn't kidding.
Yep, I remember that.
And she's like, "I'm an accountant."
He used an Atari joystick to steer it.
That was something.
Funeral homes are apparently adopting AI tools like ChatGPT to craft your obituary. Amid staffing shortages and rising demands, offering efficiency but sparking debates over authenticity, emotional depth, and errors. So now they're using AI.
Right. I thought you were going to say they were using it like, "We are sorry for your loss."
No, those are the voices on Facebook Reels.
Do you know how many people have called into this program and said they got a satisfaction survey from hospital? Name your hospital. This is a nationwide thing. A satisfaction survey after the death of a loved one. Like, how highly would you rate your experience? Do you remember that guy that called in and said,
yes.
Well, she died, so I'm going to go with, are there zero stars? That's where AI is leading us.
Well, yeah, you're probably right. You would think you would not mail a satisfaction survey to a family member of someone who passed. That would not be cool. Funeral directors report that AI can produce obituaries in minutes, pulling from basic inputs like life events, family details, and personal anecdotes. What if it gets it wrong, though?
Right.
I mean, we did one not too long ago.
Yeah, it said that you liked cats, that you...
It also still had me married. To someone we're not going to talk about.
Well, even AI can't untangle the last years in this room.
That's true. That is true. Said I wrote, I also wrote articles for the Kansas City Star. I have never written anything that's ever appeared in the Kansas City Star.
And we're going to leave one of the most intimate farewell things to a computer.
Yeah.
There's always someone in the family who can write. You know who it is.
It doesn't take. Yeah, it's me.
It doesn't take. Yeah. There's always somebody that can say something nice.
Now, you remember a couple of handful of years ago, we were all parked outside in the yard watching the solar eclipse.
Yeah.
And how fascinating it was. And the country was just enamored and everybody's running and grabbing their glasses and everything. There's another one coming up on August 2nd, 2027.
Oh, gosh. Mark your calendars
now. So in 2 years, that August 2nd, 2027, it's going to last for 6 minutes and 53 seconds.
Yeah, but do you remember here, I'm not knocking the solar eclipse, it was more like it looked cloudy out. Whereas in Buffalo, New York, where John Grayson was at the time, it went dark.
Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here. The bonus hour is coming up next. Great job, young man. Logan Weber, kicking it. Jesse Williams, actor, 44 today. Patrick Ewing is 64 today.
Oh, wow.
Good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.